From Spark and Anvil and Numberverse, this is Tenfold, in Chapter 1 of the Numberverse cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tenfold was, for 19 years, a counting house clerk. The counting house was in the town of Decimal, which was a market town in a river valley, and had, even in the kingdom standards, where market towns were common, an unusually large counting house. The counting house tallied grain shipments, wool bales, salt barrels, and copper ingots for every merchant in three provinces. The volume of counting was, by decimal standards, enormous. On a busy autumn day, the counting house clerks would tally tens of thousands of individual items. Tenfold, whose given name was Deck, though everyone called her Tenfold after her 10th year as a clerk, because she was uncannily good at the central tool of the trade, was the senior clerk in her counting house's third room. The third room handled grain. Grain was, of all the things the counting house tallied, the most numerous. A single grain shipment could be 10,000 bushels.
The central tool of the counting house was the bead frame. A bead frame, in Decimal's tradition, was a wooden rectangle the size of a tea tray. It had 10 horizontal wires stretched across it. Each wire had 10 wooden beads. The bottom wire was the ones. The wire above it was the tens. The wire above that was the hundreds. And so on, up to 10 million on the top wire. To count items, you slid beads from left to right along the appropriate wire. When the ones wire had 10 beads on the right, you slid them all back to the left and slid one bead on the tens wire to the right. 10 ones became 110. The principle continued upward. 10 tens became 100. 10 hundreds became 1,000. Each position was worth 10 times the position below it. This is place value. It is the foundation of how numbers are written.
Tenfold did not, in her first year as a clerk, know that this was a foundational principle. She knew only that the bead frame worked. It worked very well. It let you tally enormous quantities with very few beads. 100 beads on a 10-wire bead frame could represent a number as large as 10 million. What Tenfold gradually understood, over years of tallying grain shipments, wool bales, copper ingots, was that the bead frame's logic was the logic of written numbers. When you wrote the number 347 on a slate, you were writing a tiny bead frame. The 3 was 3 beads on the hundreds wire. The 4 was 4 beads on the tens wire. The 7 was 7 beads on the ones wire. The position of the digit was its wire. The digit was the count of beads on that wire. This was, to Tenfold, the deepest fact about numbers. It was the reason 10 different symbols, 0 through 9, could express any number whatsoever, no matter how large. It was the reason you could add two enormous numbers by adding column by column. It was the reason you could multiply by 10 by shifting all the digits one position to the left. She thought about this for years, every time she tallied, every time she added a column, every time she slid a bead. When the Numberverse Academy, which was attached to the larger Geometry Forge, Equation Quest, Proof Quest Academy network, was looking for someone to teach place value to children, the counting house master sent Tenfold's name. The academy master came to Decimal. He watched Tenfold tally a wool shipment for half an hour. He invited her to teach. Tenfold, who was 31 and beginning to think her wrists needed a break from bead sliding, accepted.
She arrived at the academy carrying her bead frame. The bead frame had been hers for 19 years. The wires were polished smooth where she had slid the beads. The beads were worn into a slight oval shape. She still uses it. It is the first thing she shows children in their first lesson on place value. She sets the bead frame on her desk. She slides 3 beads on the hundreds wire. She slides 4 beads on the tens wire. She slides 7 beads on the ones wire. She turns to the class. She says, "What number does this show?" The children always counted. Some count the beads one at a time and get 347. Some recognize the columns and read it immediately as 347. Tenfold smiles. She says, "You read the columns. The columns are the value. Each column is worth 10 times the column to its right. That is everything about how numbers are written." Then she shows them what happens when you slide 10 beads onto the ones wire. The ones wire overflows. She slides all 10 back to the left and slides one bead on the tens wire to the right. 7 ones became 17. 17 has a 7 in the ones column and a 1 in the tens column. The bead frame agrees with the written number. The children always gasp. Tenfold says, in her even voice, 10 of any column becomes 1 of the next column to the left. That is the secret of place value. The number 10 is built into the system. When children ask whether place value is hard, Tenfold always says the same thing. It is not hard. It is positional. Each digit means something different depending on where it sits. The 3 in 347 is 3 hundredths. The 3 in 3,400,000 is 3 millions. Same digit, different position, different value. 10 times bigger for every position to the left. She slides a bead. The bead clicks. She has been sliding beads for 26 years.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tenfold. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.